you're here. Fellowship, Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Psalm 17, verse 6. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, February 7th, 2022. As is our new practice, we'll be talking about prayer. And today I'll be reading from the book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. Marianne gets this morning off, but she'll be in later today as we have a lot of radio work to do in preparation of tonight's Singing Men of GNN rehearsal. We're launching the 2022 season, and we'll be gathering at 7 p.m. at our new Great News Media location at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And now with our glorious big LED lit up sign, the Great News Media sign is out front. So we're located right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy with our entrance on the outside. So you'll park and walk right in. Men, if you like to sing and declare the wonders of God, come join us at 7 p.m. tonight. I'll say a little more about this verse out of Psalm 17 in just a few minutes, as it fits well with our reading today and also with a happy, sad announcement that I'll be making. But to set up tonight's rehearsal of the Singing Men of GNN, this is a song we love to sing. In fact, the soloist is Vic Chrisman, who moved to Tennessee, so we're looking for a replacement. And actually, we'd love 5 to 10 more of you men to come join us tonight. But here is Days of Elijah by the Singing Men of GNN, and as mentioned, Vic Chrisman is the soloist. And men, if you like to sing, come join us tonight, 7 p.m. If you need more information, call the station at 217-367-7777. Here's Days of Elijah.
I don't know how many of you have thought about the end times, but we believe that we are in the final days of grace. May this song help to motivate you to celebrate the Lord's return, Days of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sword, still we are the voice in the desert crying, preparing the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, hath trumpet call.
days of Elijah.
That's the Singing Man of GNN with the soloist Vic Chrisman singing Days of Elijah, one of our favorites. So men, if you like to sing and declare the wonders of God, come join us at 7 p.m. tonight as we launch our 2022 rehearsal season, and we meet at 7 p.m. at our new location, the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. If you need more information, call the station, 217-367-7777. You can't miss our Great News Media sign right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy on the east end of the mall. Park and just walk right in our front doors. That's 7 p.m. tonight, men. Well, before I set up our reading from Dave Early's book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders, and play the song Trust His Heart by Eighth Day, I opened up today's program with a reading out of Psalm 17, verse 6, which says, I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. As this verse is not only a great segue into today's reading, but it's been very indicative and true of what John Jennings has been praying for weeks over his dear wife Kathleen Jennings, who I had the privilege of knowing these past 25 or so years. In fact, John and Kathleen were instrumental when we began praying up this radio ministry. They've supported us all these years, been on many trips to Israel with me. John has sung with the Singing Men of GNN. He served as our radio board chair for a number of years, recently stepping down from that position so he could spend more time with Kathleen and family. But as he's been crying out to God and praying for Kathleen's healing, she fell about 3 weeks ago and really injured her head and her brain. And yesterday early morning, just after midnight, she went to be with the Lord. Kathleen was a dear friend. Kathleen was a dear friend to so many. In fact, when we did our many missions trips to Israel, I think on 5 or 6 of those trips, Kathleen set up these great murals and instructed us how to paint them. Like we had a 6-foot pomegranate and all these grapes and other things that we painted. And she helped oversee that, wrote for our beloved Prime Life Times publication for a number of years, did those special readings during It's a Wonderful Life. And her and John had been on Mark and Friends a number of times because they were just so instrumental with this radio ministry. Well, Kathleen's now with the Lord. And so I'd ask that you'd be praying up John and the family, as we'll all miss Kathleen greatly, yet take heart knowing that she's in the very presence of God now with no more suffering or pain. And so we know God did hear our prayers and is working in a variety of ways during this very hard time. Well, I chose this song by Eighth Day titled Trust His Heart as I was thinking about Kathleen when I was returning from the radio tower yesterday, and it came on the air, and I love the lyric, when I can't see his hands, I can trust his heart. And that's because we know the character of God is good, it's merciful, it's generous, it's loving, and when we can't understand certain things, or we're perplexed or worried, disgruntled or upset, and we don't know what he's doing, we can trust his heart. Here's Eighth Day, Trust His Heart.
I said a prayer for us today. I asked God to change some things, and I sure hope he does. He may not give me what I want, oh, but even if he don't, I still need to trust. 'Cause I believe he knows what's best. Even when he puts us to the test, he may blind us with his light, or simply choose. Or small, he can solve them all, but that don't mean he will.
Eighth Day, Trust His Heart, a song that really ministered to me yesterday as I was thinking about our beloved friend Kathleen Jennings, who is now in the presence of the Lord, as many of us have been praying for her to be healed and whole and to return to John. And so as we grieve and wrestle with the many whys in life, we can take heart and hope in the fact that we can trust God's heart and nothing can happen outside of His permissive will. Well, last week when Marianne joined me and she read portions of Chapter 1 out of this book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, she covered in her readings, if you want to maximize your impact, prioritize your prayer life. Prayer is the most important task of the spiritual leader, and also prayer is the most influential activity a leader can undertake. Well, today I hope to read two sections out of Chapter 1, this first one titled Prayer Saves Time, followed by Prayer is Omnipresent. Everybody is busy, especially leaders. There is always another meeting to attend, another person to see, another event to plan. We never seem to have enough time. One of the biggest excuses made for not praying enough is that we are too busy. Such a statement reveals a fundamental misunderstanding about the nature and power of prayer. To think we are too busy to pray shows a failure to understand that prayer actually saves time and effort. Prayer allows God to do more in days, hours, minutes, or even seconds than we could accomplish without Him in months or even years of work. How often have we taught, encouraged, and counseled people with little or no results? How often have we shared our faith with seemingly little or no breakthrough in the other person's defenses? But when God moves, He helps people make changes in seconds that we could not get them to make in years. Prayer is a powerful time saver. Once we understand this principle, we will learn to say, I'm too busy not to pray. Martin Luther, 1483 to 1546, towers as a giant in church history. The highly active and influential pastor, professor, author, and father of the Protestant Reformation understood the power of prayer to save time and effort. When asked of his plans for the coming week, Luther mentioned that he generally spent 2 hours a day in prayer, but the coming week was extra busy, therefore, he said, work from early till late? In fact, I have so much to do that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer. 3 hours in prayer on a busy day? The average pastor spends 3 hours in prayer during a leisurely week. Maybe Martin Luther understood something you and I need to grasp. Time spent praying can be the best time-saving device you have. I doubt that anyone ever comes to the end of life saying, "I prayed too much," but many come to the end of their lives saying, "I prayed too little." What would happen if you prayed more than ever before? What could it hurt? Whom might it help? Prayer is omnipresent. Nearly every summer, I have the rich privilege of spending a few days training missionaries to the least reached people on earth, Hindus, Muslims, and Buddhists. These leaders are some of God's greatest unsung heroes. Often the retired missionaries join us. One evening I was dining with a couple who had given their lives trying to plant churches in Iran. This sweet couple told me with deep humility and joy how they are just now seeing seeds of their labor sprouting into churches all over the region in which they served. I showed my ignorance when I said, "I bet you miss being over there serving and encouraging those saints." The husband shook his head and explained, "We get to bless Iran every morning and every evening on our knees praying in our bedroom. Our ministry to Iran is much larger now than it ever was when we lived in Iran." Effective leaders understand the unrestricted reach of prayer. As a leader, I am often frustrated by the fact that I cannot be in two places at once. Oh, I could give a testimony to that. But God can. As a parent, I'm limited in that I cannot be with my sons when they go off to school or work. But God can. One of the amazing aspects of prayer is that it is unlimited by day and time, location, or distance. Prayer invites God to work in people's lives when church is not in session or the small group is not meeting. You can't meet with all your members 24 hours a day, but God can. You can't go with all your members to their homes or with them to work, but God can. You can't be in two or more places at once, but God can. It is thrilling to think I can be on my knees in Virginia and at the same moment be ministering to pastors in Africa or encouraging missionaries in Asia. S.D. Gordon understood this well when he said, "Prayer opens a whole planet to man's activities." Wesley Duwell has been a high-impact leader in world missions for nearly 7 decades. He understands the geographically unlimited possibilities of prayer. Quote, "Through prayer, you can accompany any missionary to remote regions of the earth. Through prayer, you can walk through crowded bazaars, minister in steaming jungles, feed millions of starving men, women, and children hungry for bread for their bodies and for the bread of life." Capital B, capital L. That's Jesus. Well, we'll stop there with our reading from Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. This book is available at our 2 studio locations at 600 West Mason Street in Springfield and at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Phone first, and the discounted price for this book is $10. Call 217-367-7777, and we'll reserve a copy for you and put your name on it. Well, if you haven't heard, men, if you like to sing and declare the wonders of God, tonight at 7 p.m., the Singing Men of GNN are launching their 2022 season at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall. Come join us, men. Well, I'll close out with another song by the Singing Men of GNN titled "It's All Right Now." Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
It's all right now, my Savior's care. It's all right now, my Savior's care.
can.